USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Airports throughout the U.S. are on heightened alert after a car exploded on a bridge near the U.S.-Canadian border in Buffalo, New York. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau provided an update on the situation.
There are a lot of questions, and we are following up to try and get as many answers as rapidly as possible. We are in close contact with U.S. officials, and we'll continue to work closely with them.
Reports say two people died, and images of twisted metal have emerged. Eyewitnesses describe a car accelerating directly into an inspection booth on the U.S.-Canadian border on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week, a sign the U.S. job market remains resilient despite higher interest rates. The Labor Department reported today that jobless claims dropped by 24,000 to 209,000. A deal for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza has been achieved between Israel and Hamas. As part of that deal, Hamas is set to release at least 50 hostages. In return, Israel will release 150 Palestinians currently held in its jails. Severe weather conditions are creating unsafe travel conditions today on Mid-Atlantic and Northeast highways. Flooding's been reported on several interstates, and wind gusts reaching 50 miles per hour pose the risk of falling tree limbs and potential power outages. The result of the new poll on gun ownership might surprise you.
More than half of American voters say they or someone they live with owns a gun. An NBC News national poll showed 52% said so. That's up from 46% in 2019. Not surprisingly, gun ownership falls along partisan lines, with 2 in 3 Republican voters saying they or someone in their house owns a gun. Less than half of independents and Democrats said the same. White voters tended to say they own guns at higher rates than Black or Latino voters. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Today is the 60th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's assassination in Dallas.
Good evening. The essential facts are these. President Kennedy was murdered in Dallas, Texas. He was shot by a sniper hiding in a building near his parade route. He was dead within an hour.
President Biden is characterizing it as a defining moment of deep trauma and loss that shocked the soul of the nation. More than 20 House Democrats are jointly drafting a letter to Elon Musk asserting that his media platform X is spreading terrorist propaganda. The letter also alleges that the platform, formerly known as Twitter, is profiting from misinformation surrounding the Israel-Hamas conflict. Following Musk's endorsement of a post accusing members of the Jewish community of promoting hatred against white people, several companies, including Disney and Apple, have withdrawn their advertising from X. The former leader of OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT, set to make a comeback to the company that dismissed him just a few days ago. That brings an end to a brief yet tumultuous power struggle that sent shockwaves through the tech industry and highlighted the challenges surrounding the safe development of artificial intelligence. An exhibit honoring Billy Joel is opening in New York.
Now, have you ever found yourself surrounded by you? It's kind of a nightmare. I don't know, where did he get all this junk? It's a little intimidating. I guess I've lived.
Joel on hand last night at the Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.